Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're continuing Be'ezus Hashem from the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Hamuda Hanami Chaver Lifnei Shvius. Before we start going into this Mishnah and the whole Shachar V'Tayr in the Sugya, we'll see Be'ezus Hashem. It's really one long, the whole Daf Kimad is one long Shachar V'Tayr. So it's kedai to see first the first mission in Perek Hashutvim in the fifth Perek of Mem Hem Beis, which continues on to the Mem Vav and Aleph. I think it'll be a necessary hakdoma to understand properly what's going on in our sugya. The Mishnah says the first mission Hashutvim says towards the end of the Mishnah, Ha'emer lechaveirai kainim lebeischa sha'ani nichnas v'sodcha sha'ani lekeach. Somebody says, I am making a neder that I will not go into your house and I will not purchase from you your field. Meis oy mochroy, the owner of the field or the owner of the house, he dies or he sells it to somebody else. Mutter, it's mutter because he said beis cha and he said sod cha. The mashmaus is that he's only assuring it on himself. Kol zman that he is the owner, but after he's the owner, then he's not making an edit that he's going to assure it on himself. But if he says koinem ba yizesh ani nichna sod zush ani lekeach. He doesn't refer to the fact that the house belongs to the owner or the field belongs to the owner. Rather, he asks on himself ba'yizeh or sadezu meis oishomachu la'acher aser. In that case, we say that his kavana, the kavana of the mudar, was to asur on himself even after the baal habayis sells the field or the house to somebody else. So we see lehedi in this Mishnah that the fact that the mudar hana, the one who the nechassim are being asked to, it's not a chiddush at all. It's pashut ma'od that he has the koyach and the ability to asr somebody else's nechassim on himself even after those nechassim go over to somebody else. The only shaila is what his kavana was. We have to dan when the mudar makes the nether to asur on himself the nechassim. Is his kavana dafka kolz man the nechassim are owned by the bailim, or is his kavana even after the bailim sells them or he's mace and the nechassim becomes somebody else's? That's the whole shaila. But the fact that be'etzim he has the koyach to asur the nechassim on himself, even after the nechassim go to somebody else, that's mefurish and mevur in this Mishnah that he has the koyach to do so. And the pshat is very poshut. The reason is because the fact that the chevetz belongs to somebody else is not a chisaron in his ability to asur that chevetz on him. So just like he can asur the chevetz on himself when this balabas owns the house, so too he can asur it klape when it goes to somebody else. There's no chisod in the fact that somebody else owns this that prevents him from being chal the nether on the chavetz. Okay, having seen that, now we can start Be'ezus Hashem to try to explain our Shachar V'Tayr and our Gemara. Again, I mentioned before, it's a long Shachar V'Tayr. I'm going to try to just summarize the basic outline of the Shachar V'Tayr without going into every single line of the Gemara. That'll take a long time. I'm just going to try to basically outline the basic idea of the Shachar V'Tayr. In this sugya, there's three shlavim in the sugya. The first shlav is a machlekes Rav v'Shmuel and a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The machlekes is that Rav and Shmuel hold that if somebody makes a neder and he asks his nechassim on somebody else, he says nechassim elu alecha, and it's before Shvius. When Shvius comes, so the nechassim remain aser to the person that he asked it to. The issue doesn't go off, even though he no longer is the bailam of the nechassim. But still, since when he made the nether originally, he had in mind that the nether should be even after he is no longer the balabas. So the nether continues. The nether continues even after he loses his bailus. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that a person only has the koyach to asr on somebody else his nechassim, kol zman that those nechassim are his. But once that his nechassim go to somebody else, he doesn't have the koyach for the nether to last after somebody else becomes the balabas on the chayfetz. The hainu, the pshad is that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish holds that a person only has the koyach to make dinim on a chayfetz that he owns. But once the chayfetz goes into somebody else's reshus, he doesn't have the koyach to create dinim and chalaisim on the chefetz once it's by somebody else, because it's not his chefetz anymore. So mele, once shviyas comes around and the Torah goes ahead and is mafkir the payrus from him and he's no longer the balabas, so mele Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish hold that now the mudar hano is allowed to be nana from the payrus. That is shlav. That's the shlav aleph of the sugya. Shlav beis. The Gemara asks, how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish hold that somebody does not have the koyach to aser achevet la'achar, it leaves his rishus? I mean, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, ha'omer libnoi koinem sha'ata ne'ene li meis yeshenu, but if he says b'chayev b'moisoi, if he says this to his son, koinem, you're not going to be nene from me when I'm alive or after he dies, then the halach is that when he dies, the son cannot be yimeis lo yeshenu. He can't yashen him. Which the Gemara answers, shiny hosam, that he specified even after I die. Since he said lahedya, even after these nechasim leave my rishus, so there avad Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish amoydeh that the iser can last until then. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish are talking about a case where he didn't specify it. Right here, the Ran speaks out that there was a very big change in the whole havana in Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish in the sugya. In the Havamina, the Hainu, and Shlav Aleph, we spoke out, the Gemara thought Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish held that the Madir doesn't have the koyach to make a neder on the Chavetz to Asur the Mudar, even after the Nechasim are no longer the under the bias of the Madir. Now the Gemara is falling off that. The Gemara is saying, no, Avada, he has the koyach to do it. The only reason Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish said that he can't do it is because it's a shayla in Hilchas Lashon. What is Lashon? When he said the Chosim Elu, did he mean to say that even after I'm no longer the Bailim, or did he only mean to answer it calls mother that he is the Bailim? So the Gemara is saying, now that's Machlokish of Yochanan Mishlakish. The Hainu Rav Shmuel hold that his Kavana was to answer it even after he's the Bailim. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish hold his Kavana is only to answer it calls mother that he's the Bailim, which is a very big Chiddush. After having seen the mission that we looked at earlier on in the Hagdama, because the mission over there said that if the Mudar says to the Madir, "By Zeh Shani Nichnas Sada Zu Shani Lekeach," so there the Isra is Chal even after he sells the house. So we pointed out that Lagabe, the fact that the Mudar can Asir the Chavut on himself even after it's no longer the possession of the Balabas, that's not such a big Chiddush. The etzim chiddush over there is that it's a din in his lashon. The chiddush is a din in his lashon. That when he said bayis zeh, his kavana is to aser it even after this bailim is no longer the balabas anymore. So over here comes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish and says that's only when the mudar himself is making the nether. Masha'enkem, when the madir is making the nether, and he says the chosim elu, and the lashon the chosim elu has exactly the same implication and mashmoyis as bayis zeh or sadezu. The hainu, he's not referring to the fact that it's his; he's referring to the etzim the chosim are also to the mudar. When the madir says it, then Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish hold is different. Then we say that the nether is only kozman that he's the balabas and not after he gives away to somebody else. The Ran explains what's the reason for the discrepancy, the chilik between if the madir makes a nether, the mudar makes a nether. The chilik is very poshut. When the mudar makes a nether, there's a poshut of svara. It's a poshut of svara that if he's asking on himself this house, he says bayis zeh. So why would he poshut is that he has some sort of hakpada against this house? He doesn't want to go into this house. It's nothing to do with who owns the house. So in Mela, we say that his kavana was that the neder should be chal even after the house goes to somebody else. Masha'enke, when the baila makes the neder, so minastam we say that it's a personal thing. He doesn't want the muda to be nene from his house because he doesn't want to be the nene from his chafatzim because they're in a fight. So in Mela, we say that once the house is no longer his anymore, so minastam we say, ma'ichpasle, if he goes and he's nene from the house after it's no longer his. So in Mela, we say that his das is that it's only chal klozman that it's his. That's shlav beis in the sugya. That if he says bayis zeh or nechosim elu, so we say that we touch up that his kavana is that it should only be asr to him, it should only be asr to the mudar klozman that the nechosim are his. But if he would say lahedia, if you say lahedia that he wants the Isra to be chal even after he sells them, even if Yochanan Mishlakish on Moedah, the Nechasim remain Asr. Shlav Gimel in the Sugi, the Gemara turns around and says, no, even if Yochanan Mishlakish hold mamish like Rav and Shmuel, that even when he says a lashon of the Chasim Elu, his das is that the Isra should be chal even after he no longer is the Balabas, and there really is no machloikas at all between Rav and Shmuel. The whole, they're each talking about a different halacha. Rav and Shmuel were talking about that he said, Nechosim Elu, The Chassim Eil, that's why he said it's also even when Shvius comes. And Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish, we're talking about a case where he said Nichsai. Nichsai, it's posha to everybody that if he says my nechassim, like I mentioned before from the Mishnah in Hashutfim, since he said my nechassim, that's posha that once Shvius comes, the nechassim are going to be mutter because they're no longer his anymore. Now, legabe, how we come out from this sugya lemaisa, what's the maskonas ha-sugya lehalacha? It's very important to take a look at the Gemara of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph after the two dots. The Gemara there has an iboy, which is mamish nogeira sugya. The Gemara says, boy avimi. He makes a nether, by ze, you can't go in the house. It's by ze. What's the din? If he gives it away to somebody else, what's the halacha? Can a person asrach, does a person have the koyach to asrach chavit even after it leaves his rishus? Omer Rava Tashma, Omer Lebnoi, Koinim, Shei Atanen Eli, Umeis, Yeshenu. Yeshenu, he's Yarshinson. B'chayi, this is the same Mishnah that Agamar brought from Mishnah of Baba Kama. If he says, he speaks out, B'chayi, B'moisai, Umeis lo Yeshenu. Shema mina, Adam Oysadav, Shebi Yeshusa, the Kishyetza, Mirshusa, Shema mina. So the Gemara comes out, L'maskana, from this Mishnah, that a person has the koyach to aser a chayfetz of his own on somebody else, even after he no longer is the balabas of the chayfetz. The Shaila is, which we're going to see that we showed him here, Shtel on, is our Gemara, when it brought this Mishnah, Baba Kama, was Mechalik between a case where he says, Bai Zeh, or when he says, B'chayev B'moisai. And over here, the Gemara's Iboy was specifically talking about a case where he said, Bai Zeh, and still the Gemara brings a Raya from the Mishnah of where he says, B'chayev B'moisai. And it's Mashva, there's no Chilak. It's Mashva, just like when he says, B'chayev B'moisai, the Nechosim are Osir even after he dies. So too, when he says by Zeh, the Nechassim are going to be Aser even after he dies. So the Rush and the Ran right here both address the Shaila Hedia from our Sugya. And they have different terutim. And it's going to come out in Nafgamil HaLach. The Rush says, take a look at the Rush here, the first Rush on the page. The Rush says, if you look towards the bottom, the Rush says, Umayri. So the first wide line in the Rush towards the end. The Rosh says, "Umayri kigoin de amrinan bepirkin lebay zeshat anichnas bechaye ubemoisi." The Rosh makes it ukimta. The Rosh says, "Al korchach the iboy of Avimi was also talking about a case where he says koinim lebay zeh." He spoke out lehedya that the neder should be chal even after moisi. Ulahachi pshita leimihach maslis in the hagoyzel. That's why the Gemara wasn't madcha and said dafka over there because it's b'chayu b'maisi, because that's what we were talking about over here. It's nimtza lafi the Rosh. It seems that the Rosh will hold that the maskanas hasugya here in Hashutfim is that a person only asers a chayfetz on somebody else la'achar shiyotzom yeshusoy if he specifically speaks out that he wants the neder to be chal afilu la'achar moisai. But if he wouldn't speak out that he wants the neder to be chal afilu la'achar moisai, the mashmos of the Rosh is that in Echanami we would say that the neder is only kolzman that he owns the chayfet. But after he gives away the chayfet to somebody else, the neder is no longer chal on him. And there's no, because the Gemara doesn't bring any raya at all that if a person would just say the words by zeh, there ubechatesi his kavana is that the neder should be chal even after he gives it away to somebody else. There's no makor at all from this Gemara. So that comes out the maskaras the sugi over here. The Ran and Dibra Maskel Boyavimi, he has a longer richas over here. The Ran learns that the Iker Iboy of the Gemara was, does he have the koyach to ask his nechassim on somebody else, even after his nechassim leave his rishus? And legabi the hilchas loshon shaboy, legabi how we dan up and how we taich up his loshon, the Gemara was completely being soymech on the maskon of our sugya. Since we came out l'maskon of our sugya, daf mem beis, that when the madir says bayi zeh, when a chosim elu, his kavana is that it should be aser even after he gives it away to somebody else. So memelo the Gemara had no problem here on daf mem zayin bringing a raya from the Mishnah that said koinem b'chayev u'b'moisai. Because over there, even though over there he specified that he wants the neder to be chal, even after he dies, even after the chavetz is no longer his, but legabi the ibar daf mem zayin, that's not a nafka mina. Because we know from daf mem beis that there is no nafka mina b'chal between whether he specifies that the neder should continue after it's not his or whether he doesn't specify. That was the maskana of shlav beis in our sugya. The holy boy, the gemara over here, is legabi the shaila of does he have the koyach to do it? Forget his kavana. Does he have the koyach to do it? So we have a very nice raya from the Mishnah. From this Mishnah, the Baba Kama, we see he does have the koyach to do it. Because when he speaks out lehedia befavors that he wants the neder to be chal, afil achar moisa, the neder is chal, it's very good. So Mela, we put that together with what comes out from Daf Mem Beis, that when he says bayizu and chasim elu, his kavana, we touch up his kavana of the madir is that it should be also even after it's no longer his anymore. Mela, it comes out that even in the case where he says koyin lebayzesh atanichnas, there also, it's also even after he's mace or even after he's moicher the house of somebody else. The tour in Simon Reish Tes Zayin, Kidarkoi, Paskin's like the Rosh, his father. He writes like, I'll read his Lashon inside. He says, Ruven, Rechein, Im Amar Ruven to Shimon. Ruven says to Shimon, Koinen bai ze, Sha'ata nichnas boy, Umeis, Oi mochroi la'acha. Again, we're saying, Koinen bai ze, Sha'ata nichnas boy, he says ze, and then he dies or he gives it away to somebody else. Osir, it's still Osir, for Shimon to come into the house, Sha'oldom yochol leso al chavei odavar shul birushusai, l'kishe yetzei mirushusai. A person can ask around to somebody else something that's his, even after it's no longer his rishus. Ukegoin shapiresh b'chayi u'memoisi. The Torah fears always, dafka in a case where he speaks out b'chayi u'memoisi. But if he doesn't speak out b'chayi u'memoisi, so then we tight up his lashon, since he's the madir speaking, we tight up his lashon that his kavana is that it's only asur kozman that it's his. Lahedi like the rosh, because if he's the ran, we don't hold like that. The maskan of the sugi and our sugya is that he doesn't have to say b'chayi u'memoisi. The madir doesn't have to say b'chayi u'memoisi. Even if you just say b'yizeh, we still tight up his lashon to asur it even after it's his anymore. Fakert only the mudar. Only the mudar, when he makes the neder, he has to specify that it's only kol zman that it's yours. He has to say beis cha. He has to be mashma from his lashon that he only wants to aser it kol zman that it's his. But the madi doesn't have to. The male is very shver. The beis Yosef and all the doily achreinim are matmi on the hemshich lashon of the Torah. The next line of the Torah says koinem lebeisi sheata nichnas meis oimachu laacher mutter. He makes a neder on beis si. Shata nichnas, meis oimachroi la'achem mutter. So the question is, here the madir is speaking. The madir is the one answering his bais onto the mudar. So the Torah just told us that when the madir speaks, he doesn't have to say beisi. It's enough for him to just say bayizu. When he says bayizu, and he doesn't speak out, b'chayu b'moisi, we tight up that his lashon is, that it should be only also kozman, that it's his. But once it's not his anymore, since he didn't say b'chayu b'moisi, so the net is paka once it goes to somebody else. So why does the Torah say, koinim lebeisi? He doesn't need that. Koinim lebeizu also, the same halacha, it's a much bigger chiddush. Says the Beis Yosef, it must be that even though the Torah didn't tell us, it must be the Torah is talking about a case where he said, koinim lebeisi, meaning, he said a dual lashon, which is a stira from the two lashonos. This is a sugya b'fnei atzmoi. We'll go into just a little bit what we need right now. There's a sugya if a person says two lashonos and the mamash says to each other. For example, here he says koyin lebeisi. From those words, it's mashma that he only wants it to be aser. Kozman that it's his. Once it's not his anymore, he doesn't want it to be. He's not asering it anymore. And then he fears always b'chayim lemoisi. It's mashma that it's should be chal even after it's no longer his. So on that, so it must be that's the case he's talking about. And the Torah is being machadesh that we go lekula and we touch up the neder kefi the first half of the lashon where he says koyin lebeisi that the neder is only chal kozman that it's his. On that, the Beis Yosef asks that this is soiser the other halacha that the Torah himself paskins that when the mudar says to the madir, we're switching now. The mudar says to the madir, koinim lebeis chazeh. He says a dual lashon, a lashon which the first half is soiser the second half. Lebeis chazeh, beis cha is mashma. He's only answering it kozman that it's his, and zeh is mashma that he's answering it even after it's no longer his anymore. So what do we do when he says both? So there the Torah paskin l'chumra. There the Torah paskin that we go bust the lashon zeh, and the bais remains also even after he sells it to somebody else. So the fact that Beis Yosef imanu shachet shver on the Torah. Why is the Torah paskin over here that he's that koyin lebeisi is going to be mutter. If we say he added the words chayv and meisi, so it's a stira in the psak of beis chazeh. Which lashon do we go after? Lekula or lechumra? And if we say he didn't add the words bechayv and meisi, so then it stops shver on the Torah. Why did he say koyin lebeisi? He should have said koyin lebeizeh, and still the bais would have been mutter because the paskin like his father Rosh that holds when the madir is speaking, he doesn't have. It's only going to be aser after it leaves his rishus if he speaks at lehedya bechayv and meisi because of the way the Rosh learned the maskanas of sugi and hashutfin. The Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perkei Halacha Hey must be learning the sugya al derech the Ran. The lashon of the Rambam there is Amar loy peiros elu asurim alecha. These peiros, he doesn't say peiros sai. These peiros are also on you. The loy amar peiros sai. Afal pishu machron ishim meis v'naflu la'acha harei elu asurim alecha. Even though they go to somebody else, still the peiros remain asur. Here the Rambam paskin that even though he doesn't say b'chayu b'moisi, didn't specifically speak out that the peir should be usher on him even after is no longer his anymore. Still, the Rambam holds the din of the madir. It's exactly the same as the din of the mudar, that the stam loshon lechosim elu is a hazam hashmois, that it should be also even after it's his, mamash al derech deran, the loike harosh. And l'maisa, the Beis Yosef's kasha that we mentioned before on the tour, the Bach says a teretz. The Bach says that l'maisa, the tour is talking about a case like the Beis Yosef suggested, that when he said koinem lebeisi sh'ata nichnas, he's talking about a case where he added the words b'chayu b'moisi. And that's why the halacha is that it's mutter, because we go baser lakula, and we neman that he meant like the first half of the lashon that koin lebeisai should only be aser kozman that it's his. The Gabi the Kash the Beis Yosef asks that it's a stira with what the Tor paskins that when the mudar says lebeis chazeh, so the halacha is that we're machmir and we say that it's aser on him even after the moicher the bailim sells it to somebody else. The Bach speaks out the svar, mamash we mentioned from the Ran earlier on. Now there's a chilek between who's speaking. There's a chilek between if the madir is speaking or if the mudar is speaking. The hainu lo'ilam or mesupik. When a person says two lashonos that are soiser each other, we're mesupik, what does he mean? But when it's the madir speaking, so we say that minastam, the madir, pashas, is only wants to aser the person from coming in and being nana from that bias, kozman, that it's his, because he has a personal hakpada on the mudar. So even though he said a double, so when he says a double lashon, we tighten up when he says koyin in the base C she'ata nich b'chayu b'moisi, we tighten up klapi l'kula that the ikar is the first lashon because that's what makes sense to us. It makes sense to us that the madir only wants to aser kozman that it's his. Why should he care if the mudar can't be nene from the bais even after it's his anymore? Masha'en kain when the mudar himself is speaking and he's asering on himself base chazeh. So minastam we say that he has some sort of hakpada against the house. He doesn't like this house. So why should we say that he's only asering himself on the house, kozman that the house belongs to the balabas? Rather, we say we go baser the chumra. We go baser the second half of his lashon that he said zeh, and that's what we shtel on because that doesn't make sense to us that he wants to usher the house even after the house no longer belongs to this bialim anymore. Before we go on to the next sugya, I think it's necessary to summarize a little bit just what we just went through because the inanim were a little bit complicated. First of all, we had the Mishnah, and the first Mishnah Hashutfin, which was Miyasad the Yusayid, that there's a chilek between the Lashon of the Neder if he says Nichsecha or if he says Nichasim Elu. And that chilek is very posher, that's Muskam Makol, that if the Mudar makes the Shvur, makes the Neder, and he says only your Nichasim are Asr to me, so that implies to us that it's only Asr Kozman that the owner owns them. But once it goes to somebody else, it becomes Mutar. Masha'en Kein, if the Mudar says, if he says these nechasim are asur on me, so then the isur applies even after it leaves his rishus. In our sugya, we have the three shlavim. In the sugya, what's the din? What's the din when the madir says nechasim elu? The havmi of the Gemara was this machlokes of Yochanan Bishlakish Rav Shmuel, that Rav Yochanan Bishlakish held that he does not have the ability, he doesn't have the koyach to asur something after it leaves his rishus onto the mudar. The second shlav of the Gemara held that he has the koyach to do it. Just there's a chilek between the madir and the mudar. Whereas we said before that when the mudar says nechasim elu alai, his kavana is that it should be usher even after he no longer owns the nechasim anymore. But shekin, when the madir makes the nedir nechasim elu, his kavana is only minastam kolzman that is by him. But if he would specify lehedia that I want it to be usher even after it leaves my rishus, then even when the madir says nechasim elu, the nedir will apply even after it leaves his rishus. And shlav gimel in our gemara, the maskanas our gemara, is that even when the madir makes the nedir, still we say nechasim elu implies that the isser should be chal even after the nechasim leave his rishus, and there's no difference between the madir and the mudar. Then we had the machloikis of the mem zayin in the dar, the machloikis ran in the rush on how to read the gemara over there, which was how we come out from our sugya the maskana. Machloikis was the ran in the rush. The rush held that maskana sa sugya daf mem zayin was like shlav beis in our sugya, that it comes out that the really lemaisa there is a chilik between the madri and the mudar, that when the madri says nechasim elu, it's only aser kozman that it's his. If he wants the nechasim to be aser after it leaves his rishus, he has to specify that it should be aser afilu b'chayi ubemoisi even after he dies. Only then it's aser. The ran learns not like that. He learns that the maskana sa sugya daf mem zayin stims mamish with the maskana sugmar by us, and we ask the chronim were matmi on the tour that he paskin like Avi Harosh, and still he said a lashon which pashas is a stira. He said that koinem basi alecha. He said that it'll be mutter after he dies. And the question was that shtasa in the rosh, he doesn't have to say the lashon basi. He could have even said by ze. Still, it would have been mutter after he dies because he didn't say b'chayil moisi. And he brought the teretz from the gedolei chronim. The Bach answered that he's talking about a case where he said b'chayim b'moisi, and even though it's a stira, and when there's a stira, we find that copy the muda, when the muda says beis chazeh, and there's a stira between the mashmos and the tulis shinus, we pass him the chumra. The Bach explained there's a chitta between the muda, when the muda has two lishinus which are soy to each other, and when the madu has two lishinus which are soy to each other. Okay, now Be'ezus Hashem, we're ready to go into the sugya, and we'll talk about some very interesting sugyas, some sub-sugyas that come up within the Shachmatari of the sugya. First, we'll start off with the kasha of the stipler, the Kilas Yaakov and Simon Chav Ches. He asks a very obvious question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Amud anami chaveroi lifnei shviyas eina yeri l'teich sadeil ve'eina oichal min hanoitas." And we spoke out that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though the neder was made before shviyas, when shviyas comes and the nechasim are no longer his anymore, yochal adam lesser davish b'rishusai, a person has the ability to ask for something that's in his rishus. Afilu la'achas sheyetsa b'rishusai, and that's referring to the peirus that grow on shviyas that are no longer his, but still the neder that he made remains on it. And the muda is still no longer allowed to be neder from those peiros. The kasha is, in fact, the stipler, that b'shas the neder, there were no peiros yet on the tree, because the peiros don't grow until shviyas. So, and the Mishnah's mashma, that all the peiros that grow on shviyas are also to the mudar. So avada is going to be new peiros that grow. How does the madir succeed in ushering peiros on the mudar that b'shas the neder, they didn't even exist? Loimi boy, if he would be kind of those peiros that eventually come into to existence, that would be totally on the sugya of Adam Oyser Davish Shaloi Bala Rishusai, Shaloi Bala Oilam. So then there's a whole Shaila, which might be Paschal, the person cannot Asr on somebody, Davish Shaloi Bala Rishusai. But here it's even worse than that, because these peiros, when they grow, they even when they come into the world, during Shviyas, they will never be his. So these peiros, he's never going to have a kinyan on them. So how does he make a neder chal on these peiros, legabe the mudar, if he doesn't own these peiros, then he never will own the peiros? That's the kasha of the stipler. The stipler says, al pi zeh, he says, we have to explain, that the Mishnah is talking about a case that the madir asered. The chasim elu is referring to the karka and the ilonis themselves, not the peiros, the karka and the ilonis. And the reason why the peiros are also to the mudar is because the halacha that we learn out of from the Mishnah later, the Mishnah daf mem zayin, daf nun zayin, that a person can, when a person asks for something, the gidulim of that chavetz are also asa. So since the karka and the ilanos are also to the mudar, so the karka, the payers that come out of those, the karka and the ilanos, are memela also to the mudar, midin gidulein shel isuri hana. The makor for this idea comes from the Mishnah Nedarim Daf Nun Zayin. It says, "Koinim peres ha'elu also bechiluv peyin ubegidulehin." If somebody makes a neder, he asks himself onto the specific peyres. He's also on the chiluv peyin. If somebody trades the fruit for something else, ubegidulehin who adin. If peyres grow from this fruit, I know he puts the fruit underground. He plants the fruit underground, and it makes new fruit spread out from it. He's also for the chiluv peyin as well. So from here we see, says the Stifler, that Gidulein are Asr. Meaning that's the Pshat in our Mishnah, that he Asr the tree, and the fruits that come out of the tree are Gidulein. Meila, it's not Shver, why he was able to Asr the fruits, even into Shvius, even into Shvius, because the Maisa, the pears that come from the tree he owned. The tree and the karka he owned B'Shat Sanedr. Apizeh, he asks Matmi on the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchus Nedarim, Perkei Alocha Tes Zayin, he writes, "Ha'oiser peirosav al chaveroi bein beneder bein b'shvur, hare gidulehen v'chilufehen sofek. Lefichach chaveroi also begidulei peiros elu u'bechilufehen v'imavrenen enena." The Rambam paskins that gidulehen of an iser hanaf, somebody asks on somebody else peiros, so the peiros, the sofek if the gidulehen are also as well, or just the peiros themselves. Dahainu, the Rambam learns as a chiluk be'etzim between somebody who asers peiros to himself. On that, there's the Mefurisha Mishnah that the chilufain and the gidulei in her aser. Bein, if a person asers peiros on somebody else, on that, the Rambam has a suffik. The Kesef Mishnah speaks out that the makor for the Rambam suffik is the sugin in the Nedarim Daf Mem Zayin, which Lahedya has in Iboy. The Gemara says, Koinen peiros ha'elu al ploini, mahu bechilufain. The Gemara asks, what's the din of chilufain? And the Rambam learned that Chilufein and Gidulein have the same din. So just like the Gemara there comes out, it's an Iboy Dulei Yivshitan, the Gemara comes out as Safek, if the Peres are also, if the Chilufein are also, so too the Gidulein, it's also a Safek. And the Ravid over there is Chaylik, because the Lashon, the Hemshech, the Gemara over there, the Chor is Mashma, very stark like the Ravid. I'm not going to go into it now, it's not so important that I go into it right now. But the Maisa, the Stipler wants to say from our Sugya, that the Maisa, the way the Stipler came out from his Cheshbet, it comes out of the Hedzi Mefurshi Gemara, that also Gidulehen are also even when you asser somebody else on something, not only when you asser yourself. He's mechalik. Maybe you could say the reason why the Rishonim didn't bring down the Argamar Azariah is maybe there's a chilek between Gidulehen from a tree or Gidulehen from a fruit. Maybe Gidulehen from a tree is less of a Rav Achidish to say that it should be also than Gidulehen from a fruit. Because Lemaisa, when you put the fruit underground and the new fruit comes out, the old fruit, you don't see it anymore. It's underground. It's not there. We're not misyachas to the new fruit as though it's coming from the other fruit. So maybe there's a chiluk and din between the two types of cases. Moving down to the bottom of the Amud of Membez Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a Braisa. This is what we called before Shlav Beis of the Sugya. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. I'm sorry, Mishnah Bava Kama. Ha'omer libnoi koinim shata nena li, mace, if he dies, yesheno. But if the father says, b'chayev b'moisai, im mace lo yesheno. If he says, b'chayev b'moisai, he specifies that he wants the narrative to be chal. Even after he dies, lo yesheno, the son does not yashin him. The Ran in Amud Aleph at the very bottom says, im mace lo yesheno. Look, the Ran, lav dafka lo yesheno. The nixi vaday di day havu ukamoshin the first repirkin de la kambas yad de shemaya v'chulei. Says the Ran, it doesn't mean he doesn't yarshin the nechasim, rather he yarshins them. Rather, what does it mean? The Ran is referring to what he says in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschav Ahavi Yoideya, where the Ran speaks out over there that it's Lav Dafka that he's not Yarshin. It means when the Mishnah says he can't be Yarshin, he doesn't Yarshin them, it really means that he can't be Nena from them. But Avada, he does Yarshin them, and he brings a Raya from the Mishnah in Baba Kama, because the Hemshech of the Mishnah in Baba Kama says that what tells us what he should do with the Nechasim. It says, V'yitin Labanov El Achiv. Instead of after he Yarshins them, since he can't be Yarshin them, he should give them to his son or he should give them to his brother. If he has nothing to eat, the Mishnah says, so he should borrow money. And then the Bali Chayiv can come and take, extract money, extract payment from his brother or his son, whoever he gave the money to. So you see, says the Ran, you can't say that he doesn't yarshin it. If he didn't yarshin it, so how could the Bali Chayiv come and take it? It was never his. Obviously, he did yarshin it. And the filu hachi, the Mishnah just means to say that he can't use it. And the Mishnah expressed that he can't use it by saying lo yeshenu, just in contrast with the Reisha, which said that if he doesn't say b'chayev moisi, it says ken yeshenu, the Sefer says lo yeshenu. In this Ran, it's Mavur, Shitas Haran, which is a tremendously big sugya that we find in many, many different places in Shas. The Ran holds that Isuri Hanoh, it's Shaykh to make a kinyan in Isuri Hanoh. It's a big shayla in the Rishonim, whether or not a person can make a kinyan on Isuri Hanoh. Is it Shaykh for a person to own Isuri Hanoh? So this is one of the Marmakoimis, and Be'ez Hashem, I'm just going to try to go through a few Marmakoimis that we find in Mishonim in different places. We'll talk about this issue. The Rajba, the Sugi, the end of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, he also speaks about this. He says, V'kashya li, ha'kevan da aswinin aleya b'koinim shavino aleya afra ba'alma kishar yisuri hana, v'heichi matzi yahiv lehu lebanav oyla achiv. The Ketzad Baal Chayv Didei Nifraim Imenu. Kloimar V'Karina Leilishtara the Baal Chayv Adarava. Who also lit no Kishari Suri Hana V'im Haitzi Mal Baal Chayv Shezocha B'Nechosim Min HaHefker Hu Zoyche Zahava Leke Chomis B'Pesach V'chule. The Rajba is mefurish that the Isuri Hana doesn't become his. So Mela, how could the Mishnah say that the Baal Chayv can come be Pireya from him, be Pireya from the brothers, and then Kloimar, it means we rip up the shtar. Once he takes the money away from him, his chayv is paid back. Says the Rajba, no. If the Baal Chayv were to come take this money, he doesn't have to rip up the shtar because he never extracted payment from the person that owes him money because this money never belongs to him at all. So you see the Rajba had his chaylik on the run. He holds that a person is not koine b'yisuri hana. Another place where we find the Rishonim talking about this sugya is in the Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis, and Daf Mem Gimel. We'll start with the Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, it's talking about certain types of tzura, certain type of pictures on rings, that if a person finds them, he can be sure that they're Avodah Zarah, and they're Asur B'Hanah. So the Gemara tells a story. Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalich Acher Rabbi Lazar HaKapar. I was walking after Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, Biribi. But derech umato sham tabas, he found a ring. For alei atzuras darkon, he found a tzuras darkon, which is one of the examples in the Mishnah of something which has din of avodah zarah. Umato oivid kechovim, I'm skipping a few lines in the Gemara. Umato oivid kechovim gadol, he found an adult oivid kechovim. But amar loy batla, he told the guy be mevatel the avodah zarah. There's a din. There's just a kitzur, just a few ideas here. There's a din in an avodah zarah of a goy. He can be mevatlet by giving it a zest, by hitting it, or doing something bizyonizdik to it. It's mevatlet and makes it now, it's paka the shame of what is are from it. So he wanted the goy to be mevatlet. So the goy didn't do it, and he somehow forced the goy to do it. On that Gemara, the Ran says, the Losh of the Ran is, the Ran's bothered. Why didn't he pick it up? Why didn't he pick it up and tell the goy to be mevatlet? Why was he mocked? The goy is mevatlet before he would go ahead and pick it up. Mishum de imagbela, because if he himself would pick it up, mak mihachi, havi akum de Yisrael, she'ein abatele ulamis. The halacha is that a voidazara of a Yisrael has no din bittel, ever. So he was afraid that if he would first pick it up and then tell the guy to be mevatlet, maybe he would be koine it, and then it would have a din of voidazara de Yisrael, and Mela wouldn't have a din bittel anymore. On that, says the Ran, va'afal gavshe asura behana, ve'ein bo din mamon, fek the Ran akasha. What's the problem if he can't pick it up? Even if you would pick it up and have das to be coined it, it still wouldn't work because you can't be coined Yisuri Hanan. That's the Chay the Ran's Kasha. Afilu ha'ed l'choy v'astiru to Arman by us. Afilu ha'chi kevin sh'yecholel his batal idei akum matzi zochi ba. Sounds like an interesting, the Ran throws out an interesting chiddush. Sounds like he's saying that l'maisa, even though right now it's Yisuri Hana, but since there's a potential that the goy could go ahead and mevatel it, so it's not considered Yisuri Hana gemura that he can't make a kinyan in it b'chalal because it potentially could come out of its matzvah of Yisuri Hana. That's the shiddush Aran. It looks like it's difficult to make it shtum with Aran over here. Another place where we show him talk about this is the Gemara of Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the Avodah Zarah on the Braisa that says V'Yisrael Eina Mevatel Avodah Zarah Shel Akum, another halacha that a Yisrael can't be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a Goy, just like he can't, not only can he not be Mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, he can't be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a Goy. When the Gemara has that very shver, because the Gemara says that even if a Goy's Avodah Zarah would break by itself, would be smashed by itself, would fall off a building and break, so it's paka the din of the Avodah Zarah. So why is a Yisrael breaking his Avodah Zarah worse than if the goy himself would break it? So the whole shachar of the Taya there had to explain what the reason is. And then the Gemara says, Omar Rava, the Rava says the Teretz, the Gemara says, Gzeira Dilma Magbala V'Hodr Mevatala. It's a gzeira. The reason why Yisrael can't be mevatel of Avodah Zarah of a goy is because it's a gzeira that first he'll pick it up and then he'll be mevatel it. In which case, once he picks it up, it becomes a void of Yisrael, and now there's no din bittel anymore. So on that Gemara, the Ritva over there asks the kasha, the same kasha the Ran asks, the zel shaynai, Perush, the Afalgav, the Chi Magbala, Isuri Hano Haisa. He's asking the same kasha that the Ran asks. What's the chashash that he's going to pick it up and be koinit? He can't be koinit, it's Isuri Hano. There's no kinyan Isuri Hano. He answers, Yisrael Zoiche be Isuri Hano, Lechashvam Shaloi, Lechoisit Behen Isser. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. That it's very difficult for me to explain exactly what he means, but the words are that a Yisrael can be koine in Yisuri Hana when the kinyan will be, since the kinyan will be moisif in Isser. When the kinyan's moisif in Isser, then the yid can be koine in kinyan in Yisuri Hana. Based on that, the Ritva's Mechadesh, the Ran there also said the same Chiddush, that if a Yisrael is koine chometz from a goy on Pesach, so we don't say that it's Yisuri Hana, and therefore he can't be koinet, because he can't be koinet Yisuri Hana. No, we say it becomes chometz to Yisrael, and it's also Ilomis has din of chometz shavala of Pesach, according to the Ran and the Ritva. According to the Ritva, it shims with his Yisrael because he's moisif and Isser. Idei being koinet, he's moisif and Isser, now the chometz becomes Osir, and b'makom that it's moisif and Isser, he could be koinet. And according to the Ran, it's good too, l'choyer, because the Ran's shita is that when something has a potential to come out of its Isser, so then it's not Mamash Yisuri Hana Gumuras Adkilei Kachin, can't be koinet. So too, Chometz on Pesach has the same status. That after Pesach, it's going to become Mutter, because it was the Goyz now, so immediately Yisrael has the Yicholus to make a Kinyan in it. Another Marmakum where the Rishonim talk about this is the Ran and the Nedarim. I'm a Sechta of Pei Hei. There, the Mishnah says in the Pei Gimel on Beis, Koinem Kohanim Levim Li. Someone makes a Neder that Kohanim and Levim cannot be Nene from him. So the Allah is, what do you do with his Truma? So the Mishnah says, Neitlin Bar Baal Korchoy. Koin Levi can come and take it away from him against his will. The Gemara there over there explains, even though Toivas Hana Mamon has a din, his right to give it to a Koin has din Mamon. Still, afilu hachi, the lashon of the Ran is leichazia el kohanim. Since truma is only chroy for kohanim, sheiyav shalitah leYisrael, hilkach kevim de asrei alaihu. Since he asked it on the kohanim, shavya afra ba'alma v'chulei has din of afra ba'alma, and that's why the kohen can take it away from him. The Ran over there fears zayis umihashaminan sheoiser hanaas peiros al atzmai. Somebody asserts his own peiros on himself. Now somebody else can come and take it away from him. We can't hold back somebody from taking away his own fruits. The Ran says, since the peiros are also to himself, so other people can take them away forcefully from him. We see the Ran holds the idea that anything that's also to him, since it's also to him, so he loses his kinyan. If it's possible, and Shaykh to have a kinyan, so how could somebody else come and take it away from him just because he asked it on himself? It must be that he loses his kinyan, the kinyan's baka. The mice of the tzushtel, from the way the Ran learns out, from Kohanim Levim, that they can take the truma, the achoyim have a fakpik on that, but the mice Lahedi, you see the Shitas Haran, he's quoting a Rashba over there, that a person does not have a kinyan in Yisuri Hano b'chlal. Another interesting maramakum, which I'll mention, is the Ritva and Sukkot of Chavtes, Amud Aleph, Chasam of Beis, says that a person is, that which the Mishnah says, that Esuk shall Orla, is cannot be used on Sukkot, to be behind the mitzvah, he says, is not because of a chisaron in Lachem, because it has a din of lachem. You see there, from the Ritva there also, Lahedya holds, that even though it's Asur Bana, Orla, it's Asur Bahana, it's still shaykh to have a kinyan in it. There's many, many more Marmakovis in the Sugi, and much more to talk about, but I don't have time right now, we don't have time to go into every prod right now, there's lots more to talk about on this Amud. I'm continuing Be'ezus Hashem now in the Sugi and of Membeiz Amud Beiz, the Hemshech of the Sugi after the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Lashon of the Mishnah that says, Ubishvius, which means if he makes the nether during Shvius, then the halacha is, Eino Yerud Otech Sadeu, the Mudar is not allowed to go into the field to collect Peiros, Aval Oichel Humin Hanoiters. He can take Peiros that fell out of the field, he doesn't have to enter the field, those Peiros he could eat. The Gemara asks, Mai Shnod Oichel Min Hanoiters? Why is he allowed to eat from the Noiters? The Peiri the Hefkeri Inhun. Because since he made the nether during Shvius, and all the payers of Shvius are hefker, so the nether is not chal on the payers. So merely he's allowed to eat them. Aranami afgara. The land is also hefker. So why can't he walk onto the land to get the payers? Hooray, the land is hefker as well. So the nether shouldn't be chal on that either. Amar Ula, two teutzim in the Gemara. Amar Ula, ba'omdi milonos ala gvulim. Meaning Ula's answering, enachinami, he could go in, but the Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the ilonos are on the gvul, they're on the border, and therefore he doesn't need to enter the person's field to get the payers, so therefore he's not allowed to, because he's only allowed to enter the payers in as much as he enters the field, in as much as he needs to do that in order to get the payers. Rabbi Shimon ben Elikim, amar gzeira shema yashe be'amida. We're choishish that if we let him go into the field to get the payers, So he'll stay there a little bit too long, and then he'll be over the Isser Hana. L'maisa, it's mavur in both of these terutzim, that be'etzem there is an Isser for him to be nene from the ground without using, shaloy l'tzorich of eating the peiros. We mentioned earlier the Kilas Yankov, that he proved that the Mishnah must be talking about a case where the Madir asered the Etzem Gufa Karka, or the Etzem, or the Ilonis on the Mudar, and that was the reason why we said that he was able to make the Neder Bichal also during Shviyas, even though the Peiros didn't exist B'Shasa Neder, but since the Isser was Chal on the Ilan, and the Ilan exists B'Shasa Neder, and then the Peiros become also only because they have a din of Gidulei and Shel Ilonis Gidulei and Shel Karka. And that the Stipler goes on with that idea, and he says, Fizeh comes out, we have to say an unbelievable chiddush over here. It looks like that even the karka, not only are the peiros hefker on Shvius, but also we have to say that the etzem ilan and the karka also becomes hefker on Shvius. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that the karka and the ilan don't become hefker, just the peiros become hefker, so then why is it the Mishnah says that if he makes the neder on Shvius, so then he's not allowed. Then he's allowed to eat the peiros. Why should he eat the peiros? Hare, if the karka and the ilan are his, so even during shviyas he has the yicholis to aser some the mudar hana on his land, on his ilanos. Memela, the tree is aser to the mudar. So memela, the gidulein that comes out from the tree should also be aser. Why does the Mishnah say that the peiros are mutar? It's muchach from the hemshach of the Mishnah that even the peiros, even the ilan and the karka also become hefker on shviyas, which is very shver, says the Kilas Yankov, from this sugya that we just read. Because the Gemara's mashma, that the Ikar Adin, according to both Ula and Shimon ben Alikim, the karka still belongs to the madir, it's still his karka. And the mudar is not hefker, that he can do that, the mudar can go and walk all over it. No, he's only allowed to go onto the karka, dafka, to get his payers, but the karka is owned by the Baal HaBos of the karka. It's his. And if you look at the Ran speaks that lehedia. The Ran says, "Ara nami rachmana afkere kloimar lelekitas ha-payris." The Ran throws in a claimer. The Ran's telling you, don't read the Gemara Kapshut that the Torah was mafkir the karka. Rather, the karka still belongs to the balabas. Just there's a shibud, there's a special din that he's allowed, just like the Torah was mafkir the peiros. The Torah didn't say the peiros are hefker, but you can't go into the field because it's his. Included in the din that the peiros are hefker is a schus for any person who wants to walk into the person's field and take the peiros that he wants to eat. The balabas can't say, no, don't come my field. But not that the land is hefker. So if he still is the balabas of the karka, it's still his karka, so why can't he make a neder to aser the karka on the mudar? And may the peiros are aser. This question, the Stipler answers based on an Avne Miluim. Avne Miluim said in Simen Ayin Beis, he asks Akasha, that how could our Gemara say, our Gemara says, Nemzon for Davar Pashut, that he should not, that his neder should not affect the ability for the mudar to walk onto the land, because the land should become hefker. The land is also hefker. To which the Ran explains, it means every person has a schus to walk onto the land to get the peiros. Now the Miluim asks, based on the halacha, we know the Gemara at the beginning of Rashutfim talks about it, that if a soicher is being soicher from a maskir, and the maskir asers the house onto the soicher. So we apply the din of koinomus mafkin midei shibur. It means even though the soicher has a din, a shibur, on the house of the balabais, he has a din, he has a shibur, which allows, the shibur means that he has a mixtas type of kinyan that allows him to be mishtamish with the kark of the balabais. Afalpikan, if the balabais makes a neder, asering that karka on the soicher, the neder is mafkia the din shibud. The shibud is paka, and he no longer can go in and use his karka. We don't say that since he has a kinyan in the schus to be mishtamish with the land, so that schus is considered that it's his, and the bailam doesn't have the kech to ask for something that's not his, because it's shaykh already to the soicher. We don't say that. It's only a shibud, and a shibud is a shvach enough of a kinyan that it gives the ability to the bailam can still make a neder to ask for it on the muda, on the soicher. Based on that, the Avdi Bilum asks, who then over here? Let the bailam of the karka make a neder that asers his nechosim on the mudar, And even though the Torah said that everybody has the schus to walk through the land to go pick the pears ha-hefkerim, but afilo achi, let us say that koinomis are mafkiyim bidei shibud. And his neder is mafkiyah, the schus Torah that the Torah gave him to go ahead and use his land to go get the pears. He says, Otto, you're telling me that the schus that the seicher has in a bais when he rents a house is less than the schus that that a person has to go into somebody's land during shvius to get the pears. Based on that kasha, the woman is mechadde. She says there's a big chilek between the schus that a seicher has and the schus that a person has to go into the field on shvius. A schus that a seicher has is like we explained. It's no more than only a shibud. It's only a schus, which means that let's say Reuven is the seicher, so Reuven has the schus to be mishtamish with Shimon's karka, with Shimon's house. That's the lumdus of schirus. Not that it becomes his, it's the schus to be mishtamish with somebody else's nechasim. That's why he can make a neder. Once he makes a neder asur in the neches, he no longer can be mishtamish with it. Because the whole, even before he made the neder, lemaisa was always his. The guf hadavar was 100% his. The mela, he can make a neder and it's mafkir midei shibud. Masha'en came by karka on shvius. The pshat is not that every person has the schus to be mishtamish with the balabas of the karka during shvius. Rather, the Torah was mafkir the guf hadavar. Torah was mafkir the guf hakarka, but only legabe the schus hishtamshus to go get the peiros. The Torah was mafkir from the bailim the karka legabe using the karka for the hishtamshus of going to get the fruits. That chelik of the karka becomes hefker. The mela, there's no more of a, he has no more of an opportunity anymore to ask for the karka, because klape the hishtamshus of the karka to go get the fruits, the karka is not his karka, so he doesn't have the ability to ask for it on him. Based on that lumdus, the stipe says the same thing here. That's pshat in the ilonis and the karka in the ilonis too. The pshat avadav, like we said, is true. The goof of the ilan belongs to the bailam, just like we said. The Torah wasn't mafkir the ilonis, but the Torah was mafkir the ilonis legabe all the koyach of tzmicha and the koyach of yinuk of yinika that the peiros are yonik from the karka. That whole function, that whole abstract idea of the tree being yonik from the karka, that's hefker. Anything that the peiros need from the tree or from the karka is considered hefker. Memela, it's mushav now. On shvius, the baal karka, even if he says these nechasim are asur on you, and avada the karka is his and the ilan is his, but since it's hefker legabe the schus of taking peiros, so klape that schus is not his. He doesn't have the koyach to make a chalais neder asuring that chelik of the tree and of the karka which produces peiros, because klape that it's not his. He compares it to the musug of somebody who sells dekel peirosav. The halacha is somebody can sell his dekel only for the schus of the peiros. The etzem dekel remains mine, but legabe producing fruits is not mine anymore. The stipe says, yitochen mo'id, that in such a case, if the baal hadekel will say, I'm asuring the dekel on you, we're not going to apply the din there of the neder's mafkiri de shibud, because over there, the dekel, legabe the peiros of, is not his anymore. He can't make a neder on it. So to over here, he wants to say, that's how it works on shvius, and take a look in Kovit Shi'urim of Bulchanan, Chelik Beis, Simon Tesvav, he says kimat exactly the same word as the stipler. They're both mechavat to mamash the same yusayt. Another fascinating shayla which comes up in our sugya, based on the hemshach of the Gemara, is a very famous, well-known minchas chinuch. It's a mitzvah pei dalid in the mitzvah of shvius of the mafkir someone's karka on shvius. Over there, the minchas chinuch says over his well-known hakira, he says v'anim es supik iha mitzvah akakavta de gavrahu. What's the pshat that the karka becomes hefker? Is it pshat that there's a mitzvah and anybody that owns a field, he has a mitzvah to go ahead and be mafkir his nechasim on shvius? Or does the Torah go ahead and be mafkir his nechasim for him and he doesn't have to do it? Nafkamina, he says a couple nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that we know the Gemara says in a few places that perish shvius are not chayv and chumas and maestras. So he says that if somebody doesn't, the first mahalach, that a person's mitzuvah to be mafkir his field, if he doesn't be mafkir his field, if he's not mafkir his field, so the field's not mafkir, not hufkar. Avad, he's over a mitzvah asid the raisa, but lemaisa, he's chayiv and shumas and maestras. Mashenkin, the second side, even he doesn't do anything, he just sits, shayiv al tase, his parents are going to be part of shumas and maestras because they're hefkar already anyways. Another nafkamina, he says, let's say an isha owns a field. So Yitachin Me'od, you could say that this Lu Yitzur, there was a mitzvah to be mafkir the field. We could say that it's a mitzvah asay shezman grama, because the mitzvah only comes up once every 7 years. So Mela and Isha is not chayiv to be mafkir her field. So Mela, she has no din, her parents don't become parashvias. But if you say the second way, even Anisha's parents become parashvias because it's not totally on her mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on her to go ahead and do it. It just happens automatically. It's a kakafta de malka, he calls it. The Torah goes ahead as mafkir the shvias. Based on this, says the Minchas Chinuch, he wants to explain the world famous machlokes beis Yosef and the Mabit. The machlokes beis Yosef and the Mabit, whether or not Peirus Nochri, Karka Shal Nochri, has a din of Kedusha Shvias or not. He says the beis Yosef holds that Karka Shal Vagoy is Mufka from Kedusha Shvias. And he says the reason is because the beis Yosef holds like the first side. The Beis Yosef holds that being mafka the Peiris is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on each kol yachid v'yachid. So a goy is not mitzvah in the mitzvah. So his Peiris aren't shaykh to shvius b'chlal. His Peiris remain his, and they're not shaykh shvius. They don't become hefker. Masha'en Kain, the Mabit holds that it's a kachaf to the Malka, and Mela is not telling him whether he's mitzvah or not. Automatically, his Peiris become hefker. He brings there from the Maharit, who's the son of the Mabit, who also explained the Mabit in this way. And the Maharit said, you have a right from our sugya, like his father, the Mabit. From the Loshon of the Gemara, which says, Ara Nami Rachmana Afkare. The land also, why can't he go on the land? Rachmana Afkare. It's mashmul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah came and was mafkir his land. So you have a right to the Mabit, that even land of a goy should be shaykh to Kedusha Shvias. On that, the Maisa, the Chreim Rama Fakpe, because he's going only in the Girsa of the Ran. If you look at the Gemara, Dafka, the Ran had the Girsa of Aranami Rachmana Afkare. But the Girsa in our Gemara doesn't say the word Rachmana, it just says Aranami Afkare. So if the Ar Girsa, Tachin Ma'oid, that, you know, it's not Mukhach at all that the Toy was Mafkirit, it could be that it means that he himself has to go ahead and be Mafkirit, and therefore it's still Mushal like the Beis Yosef. But Maisa, another Nakuda here, one last Nakuda I want to get in here before the end of the Shir. Is the legabi this schus that we just mentioned, that the Torah gave a schus? The Torah was mafkir the karka, legabi the schus, to go get the peiris. Seems to be a machlokes rishonim. What exactly is the nature of this schus that a person has to go into the karka to get the peiris? Look at the Rosh on this Gemara, when the Gemara says, held. The reason why he can't go into the field to get it is because we're afraid he's going to stand there too long. About the Mikridin, he's allowed to go in, get the Paris, and leave. But we're afraid he's going to hang around there too long, and then he'll be over the Yisra Hana of standing in the field for too long. So the Rosh explains, the mashmalos of the Rosh is that his schus is to pick the fruit and no more. That's it. All he can do is go in, pick the fruit, and leave. So we're chayshish that after he finishes picking the peiris, he's going to stay there for a couple of minutes, and he's going to be over his isra hanav, being nana from the field of the bailam. Look in Taisvis. Taisvis says ela gzeira shem yarbu b'amida la'achar achila. Achar achila, he says, ulatzorech achila afkrei rachmanos sheloy latzorech achila loy. Ve'enay mutter ela benoitos shenoitos michutz lasad ve'enay nichnas atoyech asad klal. The Tosfos seems to be mefurish the idea that part of the schus that the Torah gave him is not only to go pick the pears, but even to eat the pears. So not only can he go into the field and eat them there, he can not pick them there, he can even stay and eat. That's also nechla in the schus, that the Torah was mafkir for the Rishus Arabim, is that he can go and eat anything that's the Torah Achila is nechla on that din. So if he tais, the chashash was that he's going to stay there too long after he's finished eating. But about the eating of L'char Tosfos is mashma that it's B'Sei the Gomer. The Mefarish, Dibra Maslo, Gzer Shema Yashab Amida, is mashma like Tosfos. It says, L'acha she'ochal oimid lo'y l'sham. V'kam yishani min achasim de madya. It's mashma that after the achila, only then does it become aser. And you look in the Ran, the Iber Maskel, Rabbi Shimon Alikim, it's a shtickle mashma like the Rosh. Well, it's not muchrak. It says mushum hachi afil lelaket ilanois shebeem tzasada lo yevin. It's mashma that the whole hetter is only lelaket, and even that we're asering. But achila vada even maker a din is aser without that.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.